Treasury Department stops nearly $100 million in payments to dead people. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 21, 2026. The U.S. Treasury Department stopped nearly $100 million in federal payments that have been going out to deceased individuals after establishing a government-wide payment verification process last year. The department's Bureau of the Fiscal Service found that the money was said to be sent to ghosts after reviewing 885 million payments totaling nearly $2.7 trillion, according to a report by the New York Post. Since March 2025, the Trump administration's screening of the funds has reportedly uncovered more than 4,900 payments worth about $99 million that were associated with dead payees. Payments intended for deceased individuals, often a red flag suggesting fraud, were returned to the originating federal agencies for review before any of the money was paid out, the Treasury Department said. The department added that it has used the federal government's Do Not Pay program, which verifies a recipient's identity, eligibility, and banking information before sending out federal payments, alongside other, newer verification tools. Last year, after President Donald Trump ordered his administration to cut waste, fraud, and abuse in federal spending, the Treasury Department significantly expanded its use of these verification systems, the agency noted. Treasury has delivered on a key promise of a POTUS mandate to stop improper payments and fraud before money leaves the Treasury and strengthen the integrity of the federal payment system, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent wrote in a Tuesday X post. Together with the AVP's task force to eliminate fraud, this new safeguard addresses a long-standing vulnerability and helps ensure every dollar the federal government spends reaches its intended recipient, Bessent continued. Treasury will continue efforts to modernize the federal payment system, strengthen safeguards against fraud and improper payments, and protect taxpayer dollars, the Treasury Secretary added. Government officials also credited being given access to the Social Security Administration's full death master file for helping them discover deceased payees. Earlier this year, President Trump signed the Ending Improper Payments to Deceased People Act into law, which granted the Treasury Department permanent access to the master file. The department now projects a net benefit of $330 million from reducing improper payments made to people who have died. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.